The U.S. government has had a more or less open-ended authorization to go after al-Qaeda since a few days after 9/11. The Authorization for Use of Military Force, or AUMF, was passed by Congress on September 14, 2001. But more than a decade later, and a year after the attack that killed Osama bin Laden, President Obama said the AUMF may have run its course.
I look forward to engaging Congress and the American people in efforts to refine and ultimately repeal the AUMF's mandate. And I will not sign laws designed to expand this mandate further. Our systematic effort to dismantle terrorist organizations must continue. But this war, like all wars, must end.
The president is now demanding that the AUMF be dusted off, though, and used to justify the fight against ISIS or ISIL because of, quote, ISIL's longstanding relationship with al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. That's the reasoning, anyway, from a senior administration official this week. Jennifer Daskal is assistant professor at American University Washington College of Law and founding editor of the Just Security blog. She says because there is no political will to tamper with a reauthorization, the AUMF stands for now.
As I'm sure you're well aware, the AUMF that we're talking about was passed 13 years ago, just after September 11th, in response to the September 11th attacks. And it authorized the president to use force against those responsible for the 9/11 attacks. Now, fast forward 13 years later, and rather than enacting a new authorization to deal with the threat posed by ISIS, the administration, apparently with Congress's acquiescence, is now continuing to rely on this 13-year-old authorization to suggest that ISIS is a successor organization or has been split off from al-Qaeda and therefore is covered under this pretty old authorization in a way that seems at least to stretch what anybody intended back in September of 2001.
It does seem like there's a lot of precedent for open-ended war in the United States since World War II, in the sense that, you know, we haven't declared war, like is the constitutional requirement. And, you know, the Cold War, the War on Terror all seem to be open-ended, and both Congress and the White House seem to be pretty happy with that arrangement.
My guess is that in the best of all worlds, that the president would have loved to go to Congress and get the authorization specific to ISIS, specific to use force against ISIS. In fact, the president himself said last May that he wanted to refine and ultimately repeal the 2001 AUMF. But by all accounts, what happened is that Congress simply didn't want to take a vote on this before the November elections, that despite a lot of public critique and commentary about Obama's prior statement about a lack of strategy and complaints that he wasn't strong enough in face of the execution of two Americans, that Congress itself was very willing to complain, but not willing, with the exception of a handful of senators and representatives who did urge a vote, including Tim Kaine and Mark Udall and Bill Nelson and several others, but most representatives and most senators prefer to just let the president go at it without having to put their own political future on the line, without having to take a potentially controversial position.
As a lawyer, does an outraged citizen have standing to challenge this, or is it up to someone in Congress or even a majority vote in Congress to challenge this?
Well, it's very hard to challenge. For one, the 2001 AUMF explicitly directs the president to use force against those groups, that organizations and individuals who he determines are effectively responsible for September 11th. And by all accounts, the administration's lawyers have settled on a theory that ISIS and al-Qaeda joined forces at one point. They were part of a common organization, that the two organizations split, that ISIS deems itself the successor to bin Laden and the successor to the organization that attacked us on September 11th. So under some plausible theory, it's hard to say that the president couldn't possibly determine that this group falls within the 2001 AUMF, but it is a stretch to say the least. And it is certainly not what anybody intended back in 2001. And given that there's been bipartisan support and complaint about the way in which the 2001 AUMF has been stretched to cover groups that didn't even exist on 9/11, it certainly is bad policy, even if it's good politics in the short term.
You referenced the fact that the president really wanted to ultimately repeal this AUMF. What is the sort of body of law that the president was operating under when he seemed to want this to go away?
Well, so the president continues to take offensive action to launch strikes, lethal targeting against groups that are so-called associated forces of al-Qaeda.
That would include the Somalia and Yemen attacks that the president was referring to in his speech this week, right?
Exactly, precisely. And so ultimately, I mean, there were two options. One, a determination at some point that these other groups do not pose the kind of threat that warrant an ongoing use of force authorization, that if there are certain situations arise where there's evidence that a group or an individual is planning an imminent attack against the United States, the president can always rely on his Article II authorities, his self-defense authorities, to take actions to protect the nation or U.S. personnel. Or alternatively, a decision that the 2000 AUMF, which was directed specifically at those responsible for the September 11th attacks, has outlived its usefulness. In the words of President Obama, al-Qaeda Corps has been decimated, and that, if anything, it ought to be repealed and replaced with a much narrower and targeted authorization to deal with the specific organized groups that pose the kind of threat that can't be addressed adequately through other means.
So, Jennifer Daskal, what's your best guess? I know it's speculative. Do you think the president is hesitant, is reluctant, is not happy about doing it this way, or would actually rather have a kind of open-ended AUMF that allows almost anything to take place under its rubric?
So my guess is that the president was serious when he said that he wanted to refine and ultimately repeal the 2000 AUMF, and that if he were confident that he could get the kind of authorization that he thinks he needs to deal with ISIS and to potentially deal with al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, he would go to Congress and seek that authorization. The problem is, and I guess the concern is that the president goes to Congress and he doesn't get what he needs, or he goes to Congress and Congress says, as the reporting suggests, actually, we don't want to take a vote. We would rather you just go at it under existing authorities and put us in the awkward position, the difficult position of taking a vote right before Election Day in November.
Jennifer Daskal, assistant professor at American University Washington College of Law and founding editor of the Just Security blog. Thanks so much.
Thank you.